Hello, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Farouk?
Yes, Daniel.
Great, Farouk. My name is Daniel Nelson. I'm one of the online specialists here at Local Splash. How are you doing this Thursday, sir?
I'm good. Thank you, Daniel.
Good to hear. Another day in paradise, right?
You know what it is.
Yes, sir. So just to verify, it's a Decor Home Remodeling and Construction, Inc.? Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, perfect. And you're focusing on remodels, renovations, right?
Correct.
Kitchens, bathrooms, perfect. All right. And I ran a quick scan online for your business. I see you have a Google business profile now. You have an Angie lead listing, house, BuildZoom, and that's about it currently, right?
And you said house, BuildZoom, Angie leads. Yes.
Right. That's okay. It. Perfect. Have you considered first page placement on Google before? Do you already know how it works?
With the search optimization, keywords,
yes.
Then associated with different websites that push you to, like Yelp, different listings to get your visibility, yes.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, we index you actually on 60 directories total to boost your online presence. Okay. So you've considered this in the past then. What held you back from moving forward with search engine optimization? Just curious.
Because I've generated enough organic business that
okay.
I have people on waiting list. I have people on waiting list.
Got it. Okay. Okay. Just through your referrals and word of mouth, right?
Yeah. Referrals from engineers, architects, past clients that I'm pretty much, you know, even with Angie Leads and these different platforms, I control them so I can control the flow of business driven to me, whether it's they're selling the leads or not. I don't want to be overwhelmed with calls. For business, and I can't supply, right?
Right.
That's
right.
I try to control the flow of it a little bit. I don't put too much emphasis on it. If I had a problem in that area, yes, I would want to be saturated with it. But it's toned down. I've toned it down.
Got it. Okay, so just to clarify, because SEO, right, you can't really turn it off, right? Once you're up there, you're up.
It's on
right?
again. Once the door's open, the door's open. They're
right.
coming. And, you know, sometimes that can be bad for business, too, because if you can't respond, then they write a review.
Right.
The business is too busy to even take customers or, you know, or they got a waiting list, and then that doesn't look good. It may seem like it may look good, but people, if they see the best out there, they want it, right? They want that best now. And they're not going to wait 5 months. They're going to wait 3 months. They want you to come out and spend the time.
Right.
So those are the reasons why I don't push the marketing too hard, because I've reached that level after being in business for this great deal of time.
Okay, so I think SEO isn't the best fit for you. How do you feel? Have you heard of Google Guarantee before? Do you know what that is?
No, what is that?
So it's a new lead program directly through Google. It's been around about 4 years now, but a lot of companies don't even know about it yet. But basically what it is, so it's a pay-per-lead service directly through Google. The benefit of these leads, though, is they're only sent to you, so you don't share the lead with other companies. And it comes through via phone call. Okay. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up to you is because this is something that you could turn on and off like you're currently doing with Angie Leads, right? Now, the kicker on this program compared to other lead services, this is really why it's so popular. If you do not set an appointment with the lead, okay, or if they do not inquire about price, Google does still consider that a qualified lead. But if they don't do either of those two things, you are not charged for the lead automatically. Nothing you have to do on your end. Okay.
How much they're paying for the lead?
Let's pull that up. Give me 1 second here. All right. So for the general contractor vertical, the cost per qualified lead is $48.
Okay. And how do you qualify a lead? in general before you send that lead out? How do you determine that this is a good lead or not?
Great question. So it's not like Angie's or Thumbtack or Networks where a lead form is filled out and then it's sent to you guys. What happens is you're going to show up in the Google Guaranteed section on the first page of Google, and they'll click and call you directly. Now, these calls are recorded by Google bots who automatically pick up if it's qualified or unqualified. So, for example, when they call you, right, if it's out of your radius, service you don't provide, a solicitation call, right, or, you know, you never speak to the person, well, those are all deemed as unqualified leads that you're not charged for. So it's not a pre-screen lead, just to clarify. What it is it's being monitored through Google bots on a recorded line.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically, it's an organic lead that comes through that's filtered directly to me. And then your system records it. And then later you filter it to determine if it's a qualified lead to get screened back based on the conversation.
No, it's automatically done, actually. It's pretty amazing how accurate it is. But just to safeguard it too, we do provide you with a tracking system which shows you each lead that came through, and it literally says next to it qualified or unqualified. Or I'm sorry, it says paid or unpaid, actually.
So, so you guys send a lead, and does the party know that they're being dispatched to my company, or it just is being dispatched to a qualified contractor?
No, they know that they're going to your company. So if you do a search right now for general contracting, right, you'll see Supreme Renovations A to Z up there. They're Google Guaranteed Verified, and I'll tell you about the application process in a second. And you're going to see a green check mark next to their name. So what would happen is a person would pick their company and call them, right? And on that call, it's recorded. So if it's anything but an appointment being set or a price inquiry being made, then A to Z, Supreme Renovation A to Z would not be charged for that lead then.
Okay.
Now, there is a couple requirements to qualify for the Google Guaranteed program. So the main reason, Farouk, that they call it Google Guarantee isn't just because it's guaranteeing you leads. It's actually guaranteeing the potential client of your work. Okay? So Google offers up to $2,000 of insurance to that client directly if they book your services through Google Guarantee. Okay. Now, in your area, sometimes license and insurance is required. Your area shows me that license and insurance is not required, actually. So all that is a background check on any face-to-face employees, and you'll need at least one review on your Google Guaranteed section.
Okay.
All right.
Background check on face-to-face employees, meaning the people
Correct.
Working at the location? Okay.
The ones dealing with the client, like going to the client face-to-face, it's usually just the ownership that has to go through it. Like Google doesn't have some van that drives around checking on it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, that's so strange, you know, but okay.
Yeah.
So you're saying the person like myself representing the agency and going in to meet the client needs to, who would be the custodian for the rest of the people that are brought in? Because, you know, you got vendors of different, you have plumbers, you got different people that you hire as a general contractor that you don't screen their employees.
Yeah, if you subcontract, they don't require you to go through the background checks for them. It would basically just be you or any other owners involved with the company is who would have to go through the background check.
And how much is this background check and
processing? So for the Google Guarantee application process, okay, we charge a one-time application fee. It's not like a renewal like other lead programs. You pay it one time. You never have to pay it again. It's for $250.
Okay.
Okay.
So now, you pay a registration process Now, what's the other aspects of it in terms of online presence and things like that? How does all of that work? How does it integrate?
So this isn't related to search engine optimization in any way. What it is a separate category on Google that is just a lead program. So it's Google Guaranteed.
Just a lead program.
Yes, where you're able to toggle your leads on and off, right? Now, I do need to mention to you, too, so for the general contractor vertical, it's $48 per qualified lead. Google requires a minimum budget, though. Okay, this is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You can always set a higher budget if you'd like. I don't really see you doing that since you're swamped with work. But the minimum budget I'm required to tell you about is for $626. Okay.
Okay. Now, so for $626,
that's for 13
leads.
I can
control the flow of those leads, though.
Correct, because your lead budget rolls over, right? So let's say you're getting a ton of like word of mouth referrals or leads from other lead generations too, and you decided to pause your leads completely, right? Like you took on zero leads that month, you would be charged $0 the next month. Now, if you took on 13 qualified leads, not just leads, they have to be appointments made or price inquiries, then you would be charged the $626 the following month to replenish your lead budget. So your leads roll over until the following month.
Okay.
Yeah.
So until I finish those 13 leads, I don't get re-upped, correct?
No. So it rolls over, but you have to have 13 leads in the bank for Google Guarantee. So what would happen, like let's say you took on one qualified lead for that month, and I'm just using one lead to make the math easier on myself, you know? But let's say you take on one lead, you shut it off. The following month, you're not charged the $626. You charge $48 to replenish your lead budget.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I missed it. I'm sorry. I had a text that came in just now.
No, you're good. You're good.
Can you repeat that again for me?
Yeah. So let me explain it in detail. So all that would be due at sign up is the $250 application fee to get in the Google Guaranteed section. That application process takes about 3 to 4 weeks. Okay. Once your Google Guarantee approved, what will happen is you're going to get a text, email, and phone call to verify you're ready to take on the leads, right? When you give us the thumbs up on that, the $626 is charged for your 13 lead budget, right? Now, whatever you take on, so let's say you take on one lead that month and decide to pause it, or that's all you got that month, right? The following month, you wouldn't be charged $626. You're charged $48 to replenish the lead budget. Does that clarify?
I understand. Bien.
Okay.
That's it. I'm sorry, my guys are talking to me. All right.
Good,
I'll be back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm interacting with work, too, as I'm talking to you.
Right. Nice asking.
No problem. You said a 3 week. 3 weeks,
yes.
Huh?
So what we send in writing is the process could take 4 to 8 weeks. I'm the main person that sets these accounts up, okay? What takes the longest...
4 to 8 weeks, wow. That's a long time, though.
Yeah, so what takes the longest is the background check, and that usually is 3 weeks, right? So in your case, since there's no license verification, there's no insurance verification, all we need is the background check and also the one review on the Google listing. You're looking at basically 3 weeks to have it all done.
Wow. I'm trying to figure out why so long, though.
We try to under-promise and over-deliver, so we want results faster. But the background check is completely out of our hands because it's done by a third-party provider supplied by Google, which is either Pinkerton or Evident. So they take 3 weeks to finish that process.
And what does this background check consist of?
So they go off the past 7 years, and what they're looking for basically is any felonies, right? If there's any felonies on your record, what's going to happen is it disqualifies you for the Google Guarantee Program.
Well, how do they check you? What is the means of checking you? I don't have any felonies, but I'm just curious. How do they check you? What's the process of verification? How do they?
Oh, so what'll happen is you'll supply them with your social security number, your driver's license, right? You know, all the applicable, background check information needed. If Pinkerton does it, that's all that's necessary. Okay. If Evident does it, right, and we don't have control of that, Google picks, we're able to tell you when we set up your profile who will be doing it. But if Evident does the background check, they want you to scan the front and back of your driver's license as well.
Okay. Okay. I mean, you have to do a background check with the other to get your licenses, so it's not a problem. But
right.
I was curious because you get your license, you have to be bonded. So,
right.
You know, but I was curious. But that's still a long time. But I'm familiar with Pinkerton because I used to work in the security industry.
Oh, really?
Company.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So Google picks it. It's not us. It'll either be Pinkerton or Evident who does it. I've seen some clients done in 2 weeks, you know, but again, we like to under-promise and over-deliver. Basically getting that application submitted as fast as possible is what's going to make it go very quick. Your situation though, because there's no license check or insurance check for your industry and area. So it's just the background check and you need to get one review on your Google listing. So yours should be like quick and easy, really.
Mm.
Just so you know,
the only thing that bothers me is it's a long time to get set up. It's like such a long time.
Yeah, there's just, that's just what it is though. There's no way I can promise you sooner than that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I'm paying $250. I wait for a call in 3 weeks, right?
No, so what would happen, so you pay the $250, right, and then you're sent an application via text message, via email. We schedule a client interview with your lead specialist. This is the person managing your leads. They want to meet you, like go over how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. Plus, they will also send you personalization emails for your Google Guarantee platform. So that's all being done while this application process is being submitted. Once you're good to go and you're approved, then you get a text, email, phone call verification, making sure you're ready to turn the leads on. We don't like to automatically turn it on because we want you to be ready to take them on, you know? Just so you know, while we've been talking to you. Oh, go ahead.
You go ahead with your train of thought. What was you saying?
Oh, what I was saying is while we've been talking to you, I sent you an email titled Google Guarantee, which has like everything in writing. I also replied to that email with your vertical, the cost per lead, the minimum budget, and I copy and pasted all the subcategories for your vertical too. So you have them in writing.
Okay. Okay, good. All right, so let me mull it over.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make a decision by tomorrow.
Okay.
I want to think about it, but I'm liking the way it sounds. The only thing that concerns me is I just want to, you know, make sure I don't want to pay into something that I get a whole bunch of nonsense and then I got to fight with you guys later about if it qualified or didn't qualify, you know, because like I said, even with Angie Leads and them, I got a lot of credits because they would, when I did turn it on, it would send me somebody with, you'd see the address is clearly not the address that is saying it's nowhere near the area of where it's supposed to be. It's addressed for California, but New York, New York, you know,
right.
Written in it.
Right.
Person calls, you know, you call, no one ever picks up, right? And, you know, so you get different strange things and you got to fight with them about getting, you know, not being charged for this. But that's just another headache to have to manage. I want it to be good.
That doesn't happen with Google Guarantee. So since we started this program, I have 100% retention rate on it. Like it's that good. And it's,
okay.
You know, it's automatically
solid. people inquiring about.
Yes, getting very solid feedback on it. I've had people pause their leads, but nobody outright cancel, right? In the lead program, because it's, you know, it's as fair as possible, right? Like, it'd be great if they took the price inquiries out completely, right? But, what's it called? If you don't set an appointment with that person on the phone, and I know in your industry, you don't really do prices over the phone, right? So as long as you're not setting an appointment with that person, then you'll automatically not be charged for that lead, you know? And
if I got an appointment, I'm happy. I'll spend the $50. If I got an appointment, that's on me if I don't get the job. But to not have an appointment, right, nothing, and you pay $50 just to have someone answer a phone,
right?
That,
right,
it just makes no sense. You know what I mean? It's not even a numbers game. It's something else involved with that. Okay, got it.
Yeah, this is the best lead program on the market currently, and it's cool because they don't really – Google doesn't really promote it like Angie's and Thumbtack and Networks does, right? Like, there's not, like, all these commercials out there for it. So the good thing about that is it's not overly saturated like all those other lead programs are, you know, so it's really a good time to get into it. But it's growing. Like, people are liking it more and more. They're opening up even more categories. They open it up to the entire United States. So it's growing, you know, and it's really it's an amazing program for sure.
And what industries are you covering mostly with this program?
So Google Guarantee isn't available yet to every category, okay? Like, for example, I have a lot of concrete contractors that want to get into it, but it's not an available category for them at this time. It ranges, though, from are the majority we get are general contractors and HVAC contractors, just to answer your question. But there's also, like, tree service. There's tax specialists that could do Google Guarantee, siting pro, sewage pro, roofers, right? Real estate agents and real estate lawyers, we don't really deal with that at all, but it is an available category. It's just not available for every industry at this time, you know?
Okay.
Concrete's the biggest one I've gotten a lot of inquiries about, and it's just still not available, you know?
What about plumbing?
Plumbing is, yes, sir. Yeah, plumbing absolutely is.
Because I'm partnered with a plumber, not within my business, but within his business.
Okay.
So I'm trying to figure out if it would be an advantage to what is the plumbing category?
I'm going to tell you the cost per qualified lead on that one. So it's lower. It's $32 per qualified lead for the plumbing vertical. The minimum budget required for that one for the 13 leads is $418. And let me look up the requirements. Give me one second. Okay. So for plumbing, for that vertical in your area, it still doesn't show me that license is required. It does show me that insurance is required, though. So it needs general liability insurance on the company and also the background check as well.
So it needs general liability insurance and the background check. Okay.
Yeah, and the general limited liability insurance, it's called an Accord document, is what Google wants to see. ACORD, Accord, and all insurance companies provide it, you know.
Yeah, that's the actual certificate. I see that written on a certificate.
Yeah. Accord. Yeah, that's what you need to supply Google with. That's what they want to see. what I'll do, because I know you have your partner right in that vertical, so I'm going to respond to the email I already sent you with the plumbing vertical, the cost per lead, what the minimum budget is, and I'll copy and paste the subcategories in that one too, so you have it.
Okay.
Just a heads up on the subcategories too. So, for example, if, like, on the general contractor one, right, there's decks and patio, right? If you wanted decks and patio off, all you do is you turn that subcategory off, right? And then with Google Guarantee, if a lead comes through and it's a service you don't provide, you're automatically not charged for that lead. So you just turn the subcategories off of the stuff you don't want is how that works.
Okay.
All right.
So so what happens is that because you're front loading the 627, it's automatically taken out of that budget that's there, right?
Correct. Yes, you got it exactly.
At the end of the month, right? Because it's a month-to-month basis, right?
Correct.
If I did three out of that 13, I just want to understand.
Then you're charged for three.
Three, and then the following month, I'm not charged again 627, right?
No, you're not. You would just be charged for the three qualified leads that you took on.
And that's it.
Correct.
Is there a threshold low in which they replenish, say, like there's two leads still on, there's $100 on there. Will they attempt to take 627 again,
no.
Or will they wait till it's completely zero balance?
No, they would take the remainder. Like, so if you took on 11 leads, right, 11 qualified leads, so the following month you would be charged for those 11 qualified leads to replenish your lead budget.
Okay. So whatever I use, but you take it, so this is where it gets confusing, because if you take the initial upfront cost,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So you're going to replenish whatever I use.
Yeah, correct.
So you're
correct.
So you're front loading again for another 13.
Correct.
So it's just a front load.
Yeah,
right?
It's a front load, correct. And I've had clients though tell their lead specialists, like, hey, for example, roofers in Minnesota that don't do roofing in the winter, right? I have had them tell them, hey, run my lead budget out, and then I want to pause it until the springtime. You know what I'm saying? So you are able to do that, but the way it's automatically set up is the next month, however many qualified leads you took on, you're charged for that to replenish your lead budget. So it just keeps it, like, rocking and rolling. But you do have flexibility to, just kind of run your lead budget out if you wanted to. Just to answer your question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, I've seen with Home Advisor in the past, that's why I dropped them, had a budget, but that budget turned into thousands of dollars within a short period of time with bogus leads and just a saturation of hits.
Yeah, so with...
Before you know it, you're supposed to be $1,000 a month, and you're at $2,000 in less than 5 weeks. You know what I mean?
No, I'm fully aware, and I should have mentioned that. So with this program, you will not go over the budget that you set. So whether, let's say you set it for the minimum with the 13 leads, you will not get 14 leads. Like, once you hit that budget, that's it, right? No more leads are coming through. Now, I do have clients that call in, like, weekly to do their budgets instead of monthly. So they'll be like, hey, this week I want 10 leads. Then the next week they want, however many leads, right? So you do have flexibility to do that, but whatever lead budget you set, you will not go over that.
All right. Now, so tomorrow around 2:00, give me a call.
Okay.
Also for the plumbing, what are the categories in the plumbing? What are some of the services in the plumbing?
I just sent it to you. Let me pull it up real fast.
Okay.
So the subcategories are unclogged drain, install faucet, repair faucet, install garbage disposal, repair garbage disposal, repair outdoor systems, repair pipe, repair sewer, install shower, repair shower, install toilet, repair toilet, install water heater, repair water heater, and then the last one, which is on every single Google Guarantee category, is other. And that just gives you flexibility to, like out of service related to plumbing, you know?
Okay, so when that is sent out, the other, they all charge at the same $32, right?
The
even
same.
The other is charging.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. 32 is now on the other though, like for plumbing, you couldn't do like roofing, right? Like it has to be related to plumbing, you know?
Yeah, I understand. So, cause it could be bringing a main service to the building. Could be, a sprinkler system. It could be,
yes.
These are all plumbing related tasks.
Yes. Exactly.
Could be putting up in plumbing through the whole entire house. Because a lot of that, which you mentioned, is like more service-oriented, you know, for emergency services, you know,
right.
Things like that. But not so much in the remodel category, but more in the services category.
Right.
So I want to understand. Yeah.
And then, just so you know, the GC vertical, which I said that to you too, but it's accessory buildings, bathroom remodel, decks, and patio, exterior finishing, foundations and concrete, commercial projects, home additions, home building, home remodel and renovation, interior finishing, kitchen remodel, roofing, and then the infamous other.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it turning into a good. It sounds really good. I want to be optimistic, right?
Right.
I want it to turn into where it's beneficial.
Right.
Where these leads really generate real potential people. So, all right. So far, so good. You sold me. So give me a call tomorrow. I'm going to review everything later on, 2 o'clock tomorrow, and we'll go from there.
Do me a favor too, if you can, on your Google listing.
Mm-hmm.
Work on that review too. That way you just kind of knock that out all the way. All you need is 1 5-star review on there and then you're golden.
Okay.
Okay.
That's no problem. I take care of that right now.
Perfect. All right. So I'll call you tomorrow at 2.
Yeah,
okay?
for them to do the review, they just got to go to the Google page.
Yeah. The Google page.
And just write a review.
That's
okay.
It. Yes, sir. Right. Yeah. And your Google business profile reviews transfer to your Google guarantee profile will create. So you could already get started and get the review on there, and then you just knock that out of the way, you know?
Okay.
All right.
Doable. Done.
All right. Perfect. All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow too, sir. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm sorry. Last thing, you have a website being built currently, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I'm going to send you over just because that way you get the most bang for your buck with our – I'll send you a plumbing one and also a general contractor, but we do include with that $250 application fee a custom
mm-hmm.
website design. So if you want it, we can include it or we can link your website. No problem either way. I'm going to text you over the general contractor template and also the plumbing one. So you have both, okay?
Okay, I like that. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
One last question. I have another business that I'm involved with, which is a new business. It's a candle making business. Do you have anything that could fit that type of thing? They do custom handmade candles. They're trying to get them set up into stores and stuff like that. They're doing direct sales now, but want to have an online presence.
Not for Google Guarantee.
Okay.
It's not an available category for that. Their best bet, and it's, I'm assuming it's an e-commerce site, right, where you have it, you're trying to market anywhere, correct? Not just locally?
Yes.
Okay. So their best bet on that, it's unfortunate, but it would be Google Ads, which is pay per click. The problem with Google Ads, though, is every time they're clicked on, it takes from the budget. So it doesn't have to be an appointment set or a price inquiry or even a website visit. It's just a click, right? So, but because it's not available for Google Guarantee, that search engine optimization for local is, and also Google Ads would be the best fit for that type of business model. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Got it.
All right. All right, Farooq. Pleasure speaking with you, sir. I'll talk to you tomorrow. You said 2 o'clock, right?
2 p.m., yes.
Okay. Got it. Got you locked in. Talk to you tomorrow.
I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.
All right, sir.